We'll call this meeting to order. Scott Piper's not here, if you'll join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
May be seated.
Chris, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Not here.
Council President Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhar?
Here. I said here.
Oh, sorry. Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Astor?
Here. The first item is the consent agenda. Are there any comments or motion for approval?
If nothing, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Community reports, none. Public hearings, none. Item 7A, consideration to approve 16-05FP final plat, Journey's End subdivision number one. Trevor Kessner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. For the record, Trevor Kessner, Kuna City Planner, 763 West Avalon. The application before you tonight, 1605-FP from Steve Arnold of A-Team Land Consultants, seeks final plat approval for the first phase of the Journey's End subdivision development. As noted on the agenda and the staff report, the applicant proposes 9 residential building lots and 2 common lots on a total of 2.32 acres. It should be stated that these residential building lots are situated within a C1 commercial zone, and as required in Kuna City Code, the applicant has obtained Planning and Zoning Commission approval for a special use permit to construct multifamily residential buildings in the commercially zoned lots. And that happened about this time last year. So these will be 9 fourplexes for a total of 36 dwelling units, and the owners have indicated to their representative they are prepared to submit for permitting these units almost immediately. The entire Journey's End development is proposed to be built out in 7 total phases. The applicant has submitted all of the required documents for the final plat approval and has complied with the city engineers and planning and zoning staff's recommendations for requested revisions to the final plat. As stated in Kuna City Code, final plats are a public meeting, so the only public noticing requirements were to agendize this item. Planning and zoning staff concludes that Journey's End number one final plat application complies with Title VI of Kuna City Code, goals and policies within Kuna's comprehensive plan, and Idaho State requirements for final plats. The applicant has also submitted a statement in writing that they understand and will comply with the conditions as stated in the staff report. They are here this evening to answer any of your questions, and I will stand for any that you have for me.
Okay, questions for Trevor?
No, I'll wait, thank you. I had a question, we can wait till after, we're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you.
So did you have other questions?
I didn't know, was the applicant gonna is here or is going to present anything? Or
he's here for questions.
Here.
Okay.
If you have questions for him, he'd be happy to address.
Yeah, I just had a question regarding the changes from the preliminary plat to the final plat.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, my name is Steve Arnold. I'll try to answer whatever changes.
Well, I saw, and if I'm reading this right, that you've changed around a location of one of the multiplex where one of the townhomes were.
We eliminated one of the fourplex buildings. So we originally came in with 25, and we dropped it down to 24, and then moved some of the townhome units.
And then you added that bigger lot, I guess, is I'm looking at as the number 6 across the north end.
As open space.
Open space. Right. I was just curious if there was any amenities in that open space.
There'll be a type of a gazebo with some plantings there is in there.
Do you have any amenities in this besides the pool for kids or anything like that for activities?
In the subdivision, yes, there are amenities within the sub. So there is a tot lot internal to the subdivision, and then to this development, we just have the pool and clubhouse.
So your amenities are in the residential part, not in the multifamily part.
Well, the pool and clubhouse will be utilized by both multifamily units and the single family, and the other amenities will be open to all of the above too.
Okay. And is there any different buffer from when you've changed where the townhomes were and added that multi complex on the south end?
It's roughly the same, maybe a little bit larger.
Okay.
We essentially went from more density to less.
No, I saw that, yes.
We thought that it gave quite a bit more open feel to the project, so that was the direction of our client.
And I agree with you, and I appreciate that. I just want,
sure.
I mean, because it's different, so I just had a question kind of
sure.
concerning as to why. Not necessarily related to you, and I don't know where, do we have any control over CC&Rs? I don't know, Richard, not meeting here.
The city, you mean?
Yes.
I don't know that the city actually does. I think that's provided for.
My understanding is
there were just two points I saw in there. One, you have in there for some of the signage isn't compatible with our code. For example, you have in there political signs they can put up 90 days when our code is only 60 days. So I just hoping that can be matched to what our city code is. And then I was just curious of why the motorcycles weren't allowed to be parked in the parking lots, because that's excluded from.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, Councilman Jones, tell you the truth, I have not read through the CC&Rs in full detail. I know that our attorneys prepared them, and if that's something that conflicts with city code, my understanding is, I mean, the city code takes precedent over CC&Rs.
Yeah.
The city doesn't enforce CC&Rs, but they do enforce the city code. So I would, I'll take note of that and have our attorney address that and the changes before we record.
Okay, and I agree. I mean, I understand. I'd rather rule out the conflict now so that there is not two different regulations that don't match each other. If we can do that ahead of time, I'm just trying to be proactive.
Sure.
So that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything further for you, Steve?
Mayor,
Richard.
I've got one. If you go to the covenants, if you go to page 49 of 50, looks like section 5 addresses approval by Boise City. What is the purpose of that?
Mr. Mayor, Councilman Cardoza, it's probably an error on our part when they were prepared.
Trevor, I would think that needs to be corrected.
Within the CC&Rs? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's on the last page there of the CC&Rs.
Section 5.
The last page of the CC&Rs that I have are page 25.
Page 24 then.
Yeah.
So the one before that, I guess. Oh, right.
So section 5 by Boise City, yeah, that will definitely need to be changed.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I can bring Mayor Beater to our meeting.
If you wish.
Okay. Anything further?
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Anybody else have any comments? Okay. Well, Mayor, then I move that we approve 1605 final plat for Journey's End subdivision based on conclusions of the law, staff recommendations, and sets outlined in the report.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of 16-05-FP final plat for Journey's End subdivision number 1. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item B, consider to approve 16-06-FP final plat Greyhawk subdivision number 5. Trevor?
Thank you, Mayor. Council members, again for the record, Trevor Kessner, Cuna City Planner. The application before you here, 16-06-FP, the final plat, is from a representative who represents Hubble Homes. Originally, the applicant was Kent Brown, but the applicant, one of the applicant's representatives in Kent Brown's stead, is here tonight. So, just to point that out, this subdivision seeks this final plat approval seeks final plat approval for the fifth phase of the Greyhawk subdivision development. The applicant proposes 29 residential, single-family residential building lots and one common lot on a total of 6.35 acres. There is a recorded development agreement in place and on file for the Greyhawk subdivision development. This final plat application is in substantial conformance with those conditions set forth in the development agreement. The applicant has submitted all of the required documents for the final plat approval and has complied with the city engineers and planning and zoning staff recommendations for any requested revisions to the replat, to the plat. As was noted previously, final plats are a public meeting, so there's no public noticing requirements for this proposed action. The Greyhawk subdivision fifth phase final plat application complies with Title VI of CUNA City Code, the goals and policies in CUNA's comprehensive plan, and Idaho State requirements for final plats. The applicant has submitted all the required documents for this final plat, and they are here this evening to answer any questions, and I'll stand for any that you have on this.
Okay, questions for Trevor? Okay,
thank you,
Trevor.
Thank you.
I move we approve case number 16-06-FP, the final plat for Greyhawk sub number 5.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 16-06-FP, final plat Greyhawk subdivision number 5. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item C, consideration to approve 16-03-LLA, a lot line adjustment, and 16-03-LS, a lot split, for Sergey Olinik. Trevor?
Mm-hmm. Mayor, council members, again for the record, Trevor Kessner, city planner. This application before you from the property owner, Sergey Olinik, seeks approval for a lot line adjustment to correct a fencing and accessory structure encroachment by the neighboring property to the south. That property is also, or not, that property is owned by the Lime Sands, David and Tawny. They have signed an affidavit of legal interest, so they are actually party to the lot line adjustment. That is exhibit B5-2 within the packet. So this site is located at 1271 South Ash Street. It currently contains 4.75 acres. If approved, the proposed lot split would create three new parcels, and each of the newly created parcels would be just over 1.5 acres with adequate frontage along South Ash Street. The Comprehensive Plan's future land use map identifies this parcel and the Lime Sands parcel to the south as medium density residential. However, the staff report, I'm pretty sure the staff report has stated that I'd had it as public in a prior version, but the zoning is currently R4. So the property is already annexed. The zoning is R4, which fits for the proposed lot split and the sizes of these lots. The applicant has submitted all the required documents for the lot line adjustment and the lot split request, which would be two survey maps and all appropriate legal descriptions for the potentially newly created lots. A lot split and a lot line adjustment are both designated in city code as public meetings with city council as a decision-making body. And as a public meeting, the application did not require any public notices as set forth in Idaho City Code. The city engineer's comments are included as exhibit C2 with this case file, and the applicant has seen these and indicated he is in agreement with the proposed conditions as reflected in the staff report. Based on staff's review of the application, We would conclude the application complies with Title VI of CUNA City Code and with the future land use map. We would seek two separate motions here, one for the lot line adjustment and one for the lot split. The applicant is here tonight to answer any questions you have for him, and with that, I will stand for questions you have for me.
As a point of order, because I heard you say you want two separate motions, is there one that you would like first, procedurally?
Procedurally, it really makes no difference. Yeah, just the fact that it needs to be two separate actions, really.
Got it. Nothing else from me.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you.
If nothing else, I move we, based on the facts outlined in the staff's report and the documentation in the case file, I move we approve case number 16-03-LS with the conditions of approval listed.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to approve a 16-03-LS for the lot split. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Based on the facts in the staff report and documentation contained in the file, I also move we approve case number 16-03-LLA with the conditions of approval as listed in the memo.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 16-03-LLA. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Follow up from July 18, 2016 budget meeting if needed. Joan Marsh.
Yes, good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, John Marsh, City Treasurer. So no update to last night's budget workshop, other than we had spoken about the next dedicated City Council budget workshop, and we talked about August 3rd. I had contacted each of you to see how your calendar would pan out. We do have a conflict on 8-3. It sounds like August 8th, which is a Monday, is the date that works for everybody. Is just want to confirm that that's okay with everybody at 6:30 still.
Have I'm you fine checked with Mama to make sure you don't have anything on the side?
I did. Yeah, that's how we ended up like this. So, yes.
Is there a conflict on the Tuesday? Or if
there
or
is. That,
okay.
Yeah, Planning and Zoning Commission.
I thought that might be the case.
Unfortunately. Okay. And it starts at 6, so unless we could start earlier in the day, it would probably be kind of a conflict. So
okay.
Or we'd have to talk louder than them.
I don't think that's a problem for at least for me and Pat. So 6:30 then?
6:30 on the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Thank you. Other than that, that's all I had.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're dismissed.
Bob Bachman is actually still working on the City Hall tonight, so as item E here, the new City Hall update, he just gave us a construction and project update. They're hoping to get the fence at the Bernie Fisher Park painted by the end of the month. Building permit was issued and demolition is well on its way at the City Hall. And then he provided a rough schedule for that. Demolition actually will be finished the end of this week, and they'll start framing walls the first of next week. So what he's doing is hoping to work this through a week ahead of schedule so they have a little more time to get stuff moved over. So far, he hasn't run into anything that he wasn't expecting, which was kind of what he was worried about as they pulled walls out. But so far, everything that we found in that building is it's very well built, and everything was done as it should be, so they haven't found any surprises. So that's kind of where that is.
Is that basement all gutted? The coolers?
I'm not certain. I think they were starting to pull those out today, but I never did go down to actually look. So if nothing else, that should happen next year.
That's going to be a major job, pulling those out of the basement.
Yeah, I kind of looked at them. They're separate panels, but I don't know how they hook together. So I don't know exactly how that comes apart. But
on the plus side, the only thing we're putting down there, if memory serves, correct me if I'm wrong, is we were going to build like a fireproof room-type thing for storage. So there's no offices going down there. So at least we don't have to worry about that if it gets, if that part's not quite done yet, it shouldn't impact anything too much.
Yeah, the basement, there's not a lot of work going on in
there. Where is our computers going?
That I don't know exactly.
I would think in the basement would be ideal because of the fire hazard. If there's a room down there that is fireproof, and it's less apt to be hacked, I would think.
We can find out from Bob, but I guess I can't answer that for sure. I never did see that on the plans. I was more worried about Chris's office. Yeah, I'll find out.
Okay.
Ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance 2016-24, Lee annexation, and 16-03-AN. An ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel number R06152514501450, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna into the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
There's no discussion. I move we approve ordinance number 2016-24.
Second.
Do you want to waive the three readings?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I need to go back to the agenda part. I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2016-24.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to waive three readings of ordinance number 2016-24. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Now I move we approve ordinance 2016-24.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2016-24. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-24.
Motion is made. Did we have a second?
Second.
And seconded to approve a summary publication of the ordinance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance number 2016-24 will be law pending publication. And then we just need an approval for 1603 AN? Is that about?
No, 1603 AN is the description.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mayor and council discussion items. Does anybody have anything we want to mention tonight?
Mayor, I had two things. Okay. The first thing I had is in the past, this building has been allowed to be used for non-city official business. Is that a practice that we will not be continuing with the new city hall?
Such as?
I believe there was meetings held, like AA meetings and stuff held in here previously in the past.
You're talking about during, like, our...
And in the evening.
Just to clarify, because like I know the chamber does lunches and stuff too, so are you wondering about during business hours as well as after hours? Or
My biggest thing was the after hour. Anything that really has nothing to promote the city itself, I guess. Chamber, I don't have an issue. I think there's a discussion that benefits the city, but I think non-official meetings, groups, and stuff like that, I just didn't know if there was any issues with continuing that in the future. And I'm more concerned about evening stuff, when allowing people to have keys to buildings with no city staff to verify buildings are locked and things like that.
Chris, do you know, are we having...
Well, we did have AA meetings here for a short period of time due to some accessibility with ADA. But going past that, it's really only been either other organizations, other governmental organizations that are holding some kind of meeting here after hours, or some of the state legislators, they hold something here occasionally. But other than that, there really hasn't been anything recently.
We've had anything where there was at least city staff, and I probably have more meetings after hours than anybody, so.
As long as we have a guideline, that's all I was looking for, because I don't know if, I've heard before, like, the AA was allowed to use a building with no city staff around.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to have open access.
Yeah, and that's all I was concerned about. I'm not necessarily against them using the building, as long as we have some sort of security.
Yeah.
Guideline.
Yeah, I would agree.
The other thing is, I know we didn't talk about it last night, but is there a way, and Bobby might be able to answer this, that Bobby and Bob can get us maybe a preliminary estimate of what something like a splash pad would cost us?
Bobby's actually kind of looking into that a little bit.
For the record, Bobby, Parks Director, City of Kuna. Councilman Jones, I am actually going to try to meet with somebody at the end of the week about a splash pad. So hopefully by the next time we have a budget meeting, I'll have all those numbers for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Richard, one question. Do you know if we're going to have a security alarm in the new building?
Yes, Bob has added that into the budget.
Yes.
Read your corner of your eye.
So we need to sit here another half hour and socialize.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, new roundabout. I know there's crosswalks in it and whatnot. They're great. Did we talk about putting signs up or any kind of warning device at those? I know something was brought up. Maybe it was just Bobby and his discussion or having ACHD do that. I went through there twice today and saw two separate kids almost get aced by cars because they just pull up and I'm in a crosswalk and roll right out in a minivan about that far from one. And the other kid, luckily, they honked and he stopped. But I see a problem going to happen there real fast. So I don't know if that's something we address to ACHD?
We can certainly
directly or I can call them, whatever.
We can just make sure they know there's been an issue and get them out to assess that.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's complete and there isn't any plan to do anything else. So
okay.
If we're having an issue, we certainly need to contact them.
Contact Wendy and get her on it?
Yeah, that would be good. Okay.
Mayor, are you going to contact ACHD or Chris?
I have a contact there.
If at one time we had talked or they had talked with us about making a truck route going down Swan Falls and staying out of downtown, and I seen a semi truck today go around, now that you talked about it, go around the roundabout, mm-hmm. and of course, his back tires are on the concrete going around. It won't be long before that concrete's going to have all kinds of black marks, and it's dangerous for a semi to try to negotiate that roundabout.
So, are you talking about in the red part of the roundabout?
Yes.
The trucking.
It does a trailer right around the roundabout, and the trailer, the back wheels, the duals in the back will be up on the concrete there.
Yeah, that's what that's for, is a truck apron, unless you're talking about outside of the...
Yeah, but originally they had talked about making a truck route where they come, rather than come through town, they come down Avalon to Swan Falls, over Swan Falls, and then go down whatever that street along the railroad is.
Short line.
And there should be a truck route to keep them from downtown now that we got a roundabout, I think.
Well, I've talked to them that the problem that I see with that is that curve that turns onto Swan Falls.
Yeah.
If we can figure out a way to widen that out so that it's not such a tight corner, because we've actually had several trucks drive over the nose of, in fact, one of our city trucks, I believe, got hit there one day by a semi turning a corner.
Yeah, yeah.
So Yeah, I've actually had discussions with them on that and see what we can do to make it. Because I think if we can make that easier for trucks, they'd probably use it more.
You know, 3 or 4, 5 years ago, they worked on that counter, that corner, ACHD did for about 2 months. And it wasn't 2 weeks after they finished it, the curbing had been all demolished by semi-trucks, and they had to, again, cut the corner back. And I think these are engineers, and they can't figure out how long a 40-foot trailer is, so.
Yeah, I think the problem with it is you're already in the turn when you have to cut the other way, so it's more than 90 degrees, and I don't know why they don't account for that, but that's one thing I've talked to them about, is I think that that intersection needs to be modified and widened a little so that trucks can
make it. Yeah. I just, like I say, on a 40 or 50 foot trailer, they're up on that apron on the roundabout. And if you got kids on a bicycle there, you're going to have a problem, or even pedestrians. So, and I don't think they should be coming downtown anymore if we have a avenue for them to get down Avalon from the east to the west. So,
okay, yeah, I'll continue that discussion. I think trucks would actually use that route more if that corner was more conducive to making a turn.
The other choice is to put a truck route coming down Meridian to Cuna and have them go down Cuna to Swan Falls, but then Strobel. But you got that curve at Strobel that's kind of an issue there at Unser's place. So, but that would actually be a much better avenue for them.
Well, I thought they talked about putting a roundabout at Swan Falls.
Well, they have, I don't know. It's kind of like all those projects kind of seem to run together and then priorities change and then.
They're worried about the bridge. That's where the bridge is going to go. So they don't want to spend, $1 million and then have to tear it out. We could put our water park there.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Yeah, well, we have water in the middle of the one we have now, so we can do that. Okay, yeah, I'll continue discussions on that. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.